This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. Dave Sussman in the chair, back here again at Riddleside Radio. It is always good to be back with you good folks who listen across the fruited plain at Riddleside Radio with Joe Messina. And we're on 52 stations, GCN, as well as the Salem Radio Network. And you can find us at TheRealSide.com. That's where all the action's taking place, as well as our Facebook page, Riddleside Radio. And you can find us on Facebook and chat with all of your Facebook friends. And you can also call in, and it's a busy, busy night. So if you call in, make sure it's hot and we're ready to go with it, because we've got a lot to talk about tonight. Maybe just that one party is trying to take out the duly elected president of the United States and put a sham over everybody while using a complicit media? Yeah, we've got a few things to talk about tonight. I'm Dave Sussman, your host and purveyor over at Whiskey Politics. You can find Whiskey Politics all over the interwebs. We have a show once a week at America's Voice News, and I am on America's Voice News daily for 2 hours every single weekday from 11 to 1 p.m., where we talk about the news and opinion. And I got to tell you, I don't know what else to say other than this. The fact that President Trump is still alive, the fact that he is still fighting back, says more about him as a human being and a person than anything else that could have come his way. Most people, I would suggest any president that we've had in my lifetime, that much of the latter half of this, the 1900s, would not have been able to put up with this. It is absolutely clear, without a doubt, that this entire sham of an impeachment, which pivoted from the Russia collusion Mueller investigation, which pivoted from the 25th Amendment, which pivoted from the election that they thought that they were not going to lose because they had set it up ahead of time, with the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC sponsoring the Steele dossier, where they got fake Russian information, and then they used that information to get the FISA memo, to go to the FISA court, the foreign intelligence, and get the FISA court to approve it. This thing's been going on for over 3 years, almost 4 years now. And this president is fighting back. How many men, how many women do you know will continue to stand up? I said this just before the show. Everybody's got problems in life. You know who I respect the most? The person that gets back up. I don't care how lucky or unlucky you are. We all take hits. And this president, I got to tell you, part two of today's hearing today, we had Laura Cooper and Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary of Ukraine and Eurasian Affairs, David Hale, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. But it was this morning that the media are absolutely giddy over. We got him! Gordon Sondland, U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, testified that there was a quid pro quo, if you listen to the media. What was he talking about, folks? He did not admit to a quid pro quo for this president. He admitted to the perception of a quid pro quo that Zelensky would announce that they were investigating. It was an announcement because they know that the Ukrainian government is so corrupt that any agreement that they were going to make would have been forgotten about because it's always been forgotten about. So they wanted to hold them over, their feet over the coals, to make them go public that they were going to open up the investigation. The media, after Adam Schiff broke for a break and he went straight to the media, just like he did during the Russian collusion narrative and the Mueller investigations, we've got him. And all the media are suggesting, the news media screaming, they've got him. Gordon Sondland, Trump directed Ukraine, quid pro quo for Giuliani. Sondland told the House Intelligence Committee it was well established within the Trump administration that there was a quid pro quo involving Ukraine. The problem is, it wasn't. And he didn't say that. And the Democrats' sham impeachment gets weaker and weaker if you'd stop listening to the mainstream news. Representative Stefanik today asked Sondland. We've got a quick clip here. You testified, President Trump never told me directly that the aid was conditioned on the investigations.
Never told me directly that the aid was conditioned on the investigations, end quote.
That's correct.
You said, quote, never heard those words from the president, correct?
Correct.
Instead, you testified that in your September 9th call with President Trump, the president said, quote, no quid pro quo. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want President Zelensky to do the right thing, do what he ran on, end quote. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the fact is, the aid was given to Ukraine without any announcement of new investigations.
That's correct.
And President Trump did, in fact, meet with President Zelensky in September at the United Nations, correct?
He did.
And there was no announcement of investigations before this meeting?
Correct.
And there was no announcement of investigations after this meeting?
That's right.
And you've been very clear when Chairman Schiff has asked you broadly about investigations. You've corrected that to say specifically your understanding of investigations are investigation into the 2016 elections and investigations into Burisma. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We're going to talk a lot more about this. We've got John Gabriel, Ricochet.com, coming up here after the break. We're going to break this all down and see why the news media are so giddy. They think they got him. I don't think they do. And, hey, folks, it's just another day in paradise. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
And Dave Sussman back in the chair here with you at Real Sight Radio across the Fruited Plain, 52 stations across Salem Radio Network and GCN. And we're talking impeachment and really just this sham that we're seeing that has just been hoisted upon the American people. And no better person I know than to talk about this and basically anything else, especially if you're interested in talking about coffee, than John Gabriel, editor-in-chief over at Ricochet.com. John, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you for saving me from the Democratic debate. I do not recommend anybody watch it. They're now competing who's going to tax Americans more. So it's some bold new ideas going on there tonight.
Bold new ideas. Let's tax everybody. I don't listen. What is the appeal, do you think? I want to talk with impeachment with you in just a minute. But what is it that you think is the appeal right now? If you're not making any money and you're not paying taxes, I get it. Right? I want mine. But most people earn a living. They you know, they're working to, you know, save their shekels and, you know, put the kids through school. What's the appeal, do you think? And why do they still have such a relatively large following when we're talking about 40 to 50% of the country?
I think a lot of it is just the promise that someone else can fix your life for you. That's what the Democrats play to a lot when, you know, we all know, that's why we're conservatives, that government can't fix humanity. They're not really equipped to fix much of anything, to be honest. And also, too, just this general form of envy and grievance. That's all they push is just a question was asked at the start about how would you bring the country together, and then they just started picking different groups to bash who aren't doing their part, as they say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just grievance and envy. It's must be a miserable way to live.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, want your perspective on things. About what time is it here? Six, let's say 8 hours ago, even Ken Starr said Trump's goose was cooked. Sondland came out, and if you watch the media and only listen to the media, the perception was that Sondland threw Trump under the bridge, that he established that there was a quid pro quo, until they started asking him, what do you mean by a quid pro quo? And they turned it around, and they realized, oh, well, I meant the know that they were going to make an announcement that they were going to do an investigation, but there was no actual quid pro quo. Talk to me about what you're seeing right now that's happening.
Yeah, it's just this fire hose of nonsense that doesn't stop. So yeah, if you know, I'm on Twitter, and if you watch that during the day, every day you have major reporters about every 15 minutes saying, this is a bombshell.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, nobody remembers it. Well, we've been seeing this for 3.5 years now. And with this impeachment hearing, it's like they're trying so hard to get this going, and the polling is turning Trump's way. The latest polling has more people approve of him than before this impeachment stuff started. The mood, people wanting impeachment, that's going down in the polls. So it has been a fiasco for the House. Adam Schiff has just been leading his Democratic colleagues into a box canyon where they're stuck. And the Senate's not going to vote to convict. Mitch McConnell, who's the master of procedure, is going to do all kinds of interesting things, I'm sure, if they do vote to impeach and it moves to the Senate, keeping senators trying to run for president, keeping them away from Iowa and New Hampshire, and keeping them in D.C. where they can't campaign, and maybe calling some interesting witnesses, Hunter Biden, even Joe Biden. So what the Democrats think they're doing with this is just beyond me. And, yeah, like Sondland said, he basically gave everybody something to hang their hat on. And when he was out and out asked, was there a quid pro quo? Did Trump ask you for this? He said no. So I don't know what they think they got out of these hearings. Nothing seems to be happening. And, frankly, the American people just aren't paying attention to it.
Let me ask you this, because I'm deeply concerned. I do television every day now, and we were live, you know, doing news through all of this today, and there were so many different aspects to all of this. You see somebody like Representative Stefanik, who comes out from New York. She's incredible, and you know you're over the target when you're taking flack. Apparently, the Democrats have raised $1 million for her opponent for 2020. She comes out and she basically just lays it all out there. There was no quid pro quo. Sondland didn't find any quid pro quo. But I am concerned, John, because the media seem to be reporting this in their own little bubble vacuum, and this is what so many people are hearing. And if they don't hear you, if they don't go on your Twitter feed, ex-John, if they don't listen to folks like us, you're really getting a very biased version of what's taking place.
Yeah, you completely are, but I really think something that I said right after, before Trump was inaugurated, so it was like December, between the election and the inauguration, you could already see all this impeachment talk bubbling up. Hold on a second. My dog is very excited. Excuse me.
Are the Democrats offering free dog biscuits?
Yeah. Yeah, I think some Democrats stepped onto my property, and my beagle Calvin is on the case. But something that I was saying, you know, back before the presidency even started is the Democrats, if they're smart at all, and of course they didn't take this advice, is stop blowing up everything into some impeachment level crisis, because you're going to wear out your audience, who are the voters. And I think people, most of the people in the country, yes, you have the partisans against Trump, you have the partisans for Trump, but most of the people are just trying to get on with their day. They're not on Twitter. They're not watching the news channels. They're watching HGTV or Netflix, and they're just tuning all this stuff out. I'm sure You know, I had to do some grocery shopping today. If I pulled aside 10 people in the store, 9 of them wouldn't know these hearings were even going on. It's just nobody's talking about it out here in the wilds of flyover country.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you're in this political bubble, this stuff matters a lot. But, you know, there's no message. There's no elevator pitch for, okay, here's why we have to impeach Trump other than orange man bad. And that's what they've been saying for 3.5 years.
Hey, now, last minute here before the break, because I want to talk to you about the next steps after this goes through, because I think we both agree that they're going to have the votes for impeachment in the House. But you get that guy in the store, and, you know, you're trying to decide between imitation and real crab in the refrigerator section, and you ask somebody, they will, a lot of people will just say, listen, I don't really understand it all, but obviously he did something wrong, right? Because the media is reporting
right.
that. Is that concerning?
I think it is concerning, but the drumbeat has just been so unrelenting, nonstop, you know, going back to the GOP primaries, that he's a disaster, he can't win, everything he does is crooked and wrong. I think a lot of people are just tuning out, especially since we're less than a year till an election.
Mm-hmm.
I think people want to make the decision whether or not Trump should stay in office, not have basically Adam Schiff... who, I'm sorry, looks like a crazy person. Even if you're a Democrat, he just looks like a crazy person up there. You know he's partisan. You know that they were trying to push this Mueller report for 2.5 years, and now all of a sudden, oh, wait, it's not Russia who he's colluding with. It's their mortal enemies, Ukraine. Yeah, that's the ticket. And I just don't see how that sells to the average voter who's looking and saying, wow, I've gotten a raise,
yeah,
I got my health care, you know, what do I want to change horses for?
We got X-John, editor-in-chief over at Ricochet.com. We're going to bring it back through the break here, folks. We're going to talk about what's going to be happening once this moves over to the Senate, and maybe the Democrats are going to really regret this. Don't go away, folks. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the impeachment hearing of President Trump on Capitol Hill,
this is a seminal moment in our investigation, and the evidence you have brought forward is deeply significant and troubling.
House Committee Chairman Adam Schiff reacting to Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who said that there was a quid pro quo for Ukraine from the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, demanding the investigation of Trump rivals.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo
for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky.
The president denied the allegations before leaving for Texas.
I say to the ambassador in response, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky, President Zelensky, to do the right thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Gabbard is a glowing angel. Whenever he's thinking about it, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Coming back on here.
Reeling in the ears. Yeah. We've got, well, when I go to Phoenix, my favorite person to have coffee with, John Gabriel over at Ricochet.com. He is the editor-in-chief, and everybody needs to check out Ricochet.com. And also, you can find John with his lively feed. He's one of the best people to follow on Twitter, at XJohn, E-X-J-O-N. John, so I think you and I would both agree that this thing was already wrapped up before it started. The Democrats have the votes. Let's assume they've already written the articles of impeachment. This is going to go through. There's going to be a vote, and it's going to get handed over to Mitch McConnell in the Senate. Do the Democrats realize, especially Klobuchar and Harris and Booker and Bernie and Warren and everybody else that's a senator, that they can no longer campaign while the impeachment trial is happening?
I think they're trying to pretend that won't happen, but, yeah, Mitch McConnell's gonna make him pay because that's what he's good at. When he's not confirming judges, he's making Democrats squirm. He understands how the procedure works. The Republicans get to drive this thing, and they can call whoever the heck they want to the stand. You know, heck, they can even call these, quote unquote presidential candidates. Some of them don't really have a chance, so it's kind of hard to think of them as front runners. But, yeah, just hold their feet to the fire. It's like, you guys want an impeachment. Let's see how we can do and see which witnesses we can do. They could call the whistleblower to testify. And, you know, they could even call Adam Schiff to explain himself on all this leaking that he's done, the misstatements that he's made, all the crazy conspiracy mongering he's done on cable news. So they can make it really painful for Democrats. And, yeah, Nancy Pelosi tried to resist impeachment for a long time because she understands it doesn't play well in those districts that Trump won. And now I think she just wants to get it over as quickly as possible. But, yeah, the Republicans can make this painful for them.
What do you think happened with Nancy Pelosi? Because she was trying to thread the needle with this. She and Adam Schiff himself, not more than a few months ago, said that impeachment is serious and we will not move forward unless it's a bipartisan affair. Yeah, it ended up being a bipartisan affair. Two Democrats came over with 100% of the Republicans to vote for this thing. So let's say those numbers remain the same for impeachment. And I think you're going to lose a few Democrats, but there's still enough for them to get the impeachment, articles of impeachment voted for. But what do you think happened? I mean, I'm going to ask you to put on your professor hat here. What happened behind the scenes with Nancy Pelosi to allow this thing to move forward? Because I think by all measures, you and I would agree, she's a tactile politician. You don't become Speaker of the House twice in a lifetime. So why such a mistake?
I think part of it is a lot of the money people in the party, especially the small donors, really want impeachment. They think this is going to solve all their problems. Also, she was just being caged in by the woke brigade, kind of the AOC types, which are really taking over a lot of the enthusiasm for the party. And I think she just couldn't hold them off anymore. She is a little confused by these younger members because they'll get all this media love and attention that Pelosi was used to getting for herself. And so I think just eventually she just finally caved to them. And just like Schiff, she's hoping just that they can knock this out quick and then let it go behind them. You know, it's still almost a year till the election, a little less than that. And she's like, oh, maybe they'll forget. But I think they've so poisoned the well with the Mueller report, how that was a disaster. And also, too, just remember the Kavanaugh hearings. And that made any Republican look askance at any initiative that the Democrats are pushing because they were just so no holds barred and so beyond the pale. They talked about how Trump violates norms. Well, that was, you know, basically nothing but a norms violation, what they put Kavanaugh through and put the country through. So I think they really lost a lot of Republicans and a couple of those Democrats out there. I think of like Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona. It's going to be tough to win those people over to push for impeachment.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Sinema might actually offset a Romney if he goes the other way.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to see. We were talking about her last time I spoke with you. I'm very impressed with Sinema. I think she's, and I wish she would caucus with the Republicans. She's kind of a,
right,
you know, a Democrat in name only at this point. But let's talk, let's go to the next step here. We're expecting by December the 11th, you got Huber, you've got Durham, the AG report is going to be coming out regarding what happened with the FISA memo. We all know what took place, that the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign sponsored the Steele dossier, they paid for it, where they got bad information from Russian oligarchs about Donald Trump. They were spying on Donald Trump. They used that information to get a FISA court to agree to do investigation. They went to the newspapers and Yahoo News and BuzzFeed, gladly reported this thing. That substantiated even further. But we all know what happened. That it was all based upon you know, a fraud. Does this come out, and my question for you is that, does that change the needle any way towards support for President Trump? And B, John, do the media report it, or have the Democrats already poisoned the well with this whole idea that everything is a conspiracy?
Yeah, the media will definitely try to spin it in their favor, but it's going to be really hard to suppress because it's a story that the Democrat-run, Democrat-leaning media has totally fallen down on. In the past, you know, say 20 years ago, if there was a case where you had Republicans said this, Democrats said this, they would at least report both sides. Even if they poo-pooed the conservative side, they would at least report it. This, they're just saying, pretending like it completely doesn't exist, which I think a lot of the American people are going to see through and just say, wow, it really is a swamp there. And that's the thing. Trump does not have to be 100% innocent and, you know, totally free of any kind of concerns in the voter's eye. But when you look at the Democrats and say, wow, well, they're at least as corrupt as he is, that, you know, that takes a sting off since the media has just been saying Trump is corrupt, Trump is corrupt all the time. If we show more evidence that the Democrats are actually the real corruption going on, I think Trump can win some people over despite the media being against him nonstop and lying, treating him like this totally corrupt guy just on the edge of impeachment,
yeah,
which they've been reporting for about 3.5 years.
Yeah. In our last couple of minutes, John, listen, I hate the sweet meteor of death, but I would be expecting that if this takes place in the next 11 months. What happens if Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires or passes in the next year?
I think the sweet meteor of death would avoid the planet because he's like, there's no more work I can do down there. if RBG is for some reason off the court, and it would be likely that Trump would nominate Amy Coney Barrett, it would make Kavanaugh look like nothing, like a walk in the park. And I think even when Kavanaugh was nominated and they were going through that, you could see that because they just went absolutely berserk. And if they lose someone, they consider an icon of feminism, an icon of progressivism.
Yeah.
And she is replaced with a conservative jurist who's a female, pretty darn young, too, so she would be on the court a long time. Oh, the smears they're going to concoct are going to be absolutely out of this world.
What will happen when people say, well, Mitch McConnell didn't allow Merrick Garland to come in because he was replacing a conservative judge, where Ruth Bader Ginsburg is obviously a liberal judge?
I think no one will care. Partisans will care, of course. Democrats will say, hey, why are you doing this? And Cocaine Mitch will say, because I can. We have the Senate.
So yeah.
I could, under Obama, I could monkey up Merrick Garland since I was controlling under the last days of Obama. And we control the Senate now, and I'm going to use it. He certainly hasn't blanched from that in changing courts around the country.
Yeah, well, we can go back to Harry Reid, who started with the nuclear option on appointments. And, hey, listen, Mitch McConnell just did what he was going to do anyway, and he moved it over to the Supreme Court. So it's going to be really interesting to see. It's going to be a fascinating year. And I got to tell you, you and I laugh about it. You know, the rock's been spinning for 4 billion years, and we get to be alive when President Donald Trump is in office. So this is certainly a really interesting time. Tell us real quickly where folks can find you, and a little bit about Ricochet in our last half a minute.
Oh, yeah. I'm the editor-in-chief of Ricochet.com. Check out the site. A lot of great content there. We always have members writing all the time. I write there. And also have about 50 different podcasts. So anything you might be interested in, we've got you covered there.
Including Whiskey Politics. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I appreciate everything that you do, John. Greatly appreciate you taking the time. And get back to watching the debate. I'm sure your dog is just salivating at all the free milk bones he's going to be getting.
Can't wait.
So greatly appreciate you taking the time, John. And, folks, everybody check him out at XJohn. Twitter is the place you want to be to follow John Gabriel. And, folks, we'll be back here after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up in hour number one.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information.
That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina on a Wednesday evening. And hey, folks in Facebook world, I know it's one of the great. The great forums on Facebook is the Real Side Radio forum. Everybody's so active, and you guys are so engaged, and you're seeing what is going on. And, folks, you can also find us at therealside.com, and you can also give us a phone call, old-school style. You know, you pick up a phone and dial digits, 855-732-5563. I'm Dave Sussman. You can find me at David Sussman on Twitter. And you can find me daily at America's Voice News. I have a show called America's Voice Live, where I'm a co-host with Amanda Head, and we pull apart and take apart and put it back together, the news, and some commentary. And I also have a show called Whiskey Politics Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So I want to just jump right into the Democrat debate over at MSNBC right now. I'm really not paying much attention, but unless something jumps off the screen here for me, and Tulsi Gabbard just went off on Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. So, hey, that's going to get our attention. Let's play. Tulsi Gabbard here.
Clinton as the, quote, personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party. What is the rot you see in the Democratic Party?
That our Democratic Party, unfortunately, is not the party that is of, by, and for the people. It is a party that has been and continues to be influenced by the foreign policy establishment in Washington, represented by Hillary Clinton and others' foreign policy, by the military-industrial complex and other greedy corporate interests. I'm running for president to be the Democratic nominee that rebuilds our Democratic Party, takes it out of their hands, and truly puts it in the hands of the people of this country, a party that actually hears the voices of Americans who are struggling all across this country, and puts it in the hands of veterans and fellow Americans who are calling for an end to this ongoing Bush-Clinton-Trump foreign policy doctrine of regime change war, overthrowing dictators in other countries, needlessly sending my brothers and sisters in uniform into harm's way to fight in wars that actually undermine our national security and have cost us thousands of American lives. These are wars that have cost us as American taxpayers trillions of dollars since 9/11 alone, dollars that have come out of our pockets, out of our hospitals, out of our schools, out of our infrastructure needs. As president, I will end this foreign policy, end these regime change wars, work to end this new Cold War and arms race, and instead invest our hard-earned taxpayer dollars actually into serving the needs of the American people.
Thank you,
right here at home.
Senator?
Hey, listen, I disagree with probably 99% of her policies because, yeah, she looks great, especially in that white suit there. And I like anybody that takes a sledgehammer to the Democrats, especially the Clintons. That's about where we end in our agreement with Tulsi Gabbard. But she's out there, and she's fearless. And I'm just going to make one suggestion, Tulsi. Update your will. People get suicided around the Clintons these days, especially if you're one Jeffrey Epstein or anybody that's associated with Epstein. But, you know, the whole idea about what she's talking about isn't so much whether or not I agree with the actual policy decisions that she's talking about, but she's talking about something which, going back to our earlier discussion here with John Gabriel, and that is what we're seeing happening right now in impeachment. And that the left are so power hungry and they are so angry that they never got over 2016, that they will do anything by hook or by crook to overturn the election because they know better than you. They know better than the flyover country by the swath of unwashed masses, the stink that they smell when they go to Walmart. You remember Peter Strzok said, the FBI agent, disgraced FBI agent, he tweeted over to Lisa Page. They hate you. They despise you. They don't believe you have the ability, the intelligence, the education, or the foresight to vote like they do. Therefore, they don't believe in democracy when democracy doesn't go their way. You never heard during the Obama administration about anybody wanting to repeal the Electoral College. You never heard during the Obama administration that America is a racist country. Well, yeah, actually you did, for those people that voted against Obama, of course. He got reelected. He was president for 8 years. And the number of scandals from the IRS to Fast and Furious to investigating and listening in on news journalists. The list goes on and on. $400 billion cash and pallets to go ahead. You want to talk about a quid pro quo? The Iran deal is the biggest grandbaby mama of all time. He also paid Iran $40 million to release American hostages. Quid pro quo much? Where was the media? And the Republicans never called for his impeachment. Even though the Republicans had the House, had the Senate. What we're seeing right now is It is a power grab unlike any time. The books that are going to be written about this chapter that we're living in right now are going to fill, a Barnes & Noble. Because, yeah, they're doing what they can right now just to get through this, just like they try to do to Kavanaugh. But when the dust settles and President Trump wins re-election with probably close to 400 electoral votes at this stage right now today, a year from now, assuming the economy remains, if the economy goes bad, all bets are off. But the books that are going to be written about this chapter that we're in right now, you're going to have a lot of navel-gazing Democrats that say they went bad. They broke bad. They abused their positions in Congress. The legislature certainly should act as an oversight to the executive, as the executive should act as an oversight to the legislature, just like the judicial. I'm going to talk about this. Bill Barr made an incredible speech to the Federalist Society in the next hour, and we're going to have a congressional candidate join us to discuss this. What is going on right now is an abuse of power, and the founding fathers are turning in their graves. Adam Schiff, what he is doing to this country, where he is in lock, stock, and barrel, never listening to anybody around him, not listening to the ranking member Devin Nunes, not listening to Jordan or anybody else on that dais. He is absolutely 100% dedicated to taking out this president and branding him with the scarlet letter I for impeachment, because it is all about the election. They couldn't beat him in 2016. They are scared to death they won't beat him in 2020. And as Representative Al Green stated, if we don't impeach him, we'll lose in 2020 because he's going to win. And others this week have come out and said the same thing. Nancy Pelosi, this is all about 2020. Alexandria, Occasional Cortex, this is all about 2020. Don't think for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, I had this discussion with my loving mother. Yeah, I like his policies, but he's just so I get it. I don't care for his tweets. He was stupid to tweet while Ambassador Sondland, Yovanovitch was there. That was just dumb. I get it. I feel the angst. I feel the frustration. But take a look at his results. Take a look at what he is doing. And if you put the personality aside for a minute, folks, put the tweets, and I know a lot of people in our audience like the tweets. That's fine. Put that all to the side right now. Take a look at what he's doing. Take a look at what he just did with Israel this week. It was barely reported. Iran is imploding as we speak right now because President Donald Trump, with his sanctions, are causing them such duress. They're raising gas prices. And the younger generation are going to try and turn over the mullahs and the IRG. Take a look at what is happening around the world, and take a look at our economy. Take a look at the judges, 157 and counting, more than any other recent president. They're scared to death of him because he's getting stuff done. Take a deep breath, ladies and gentlemen. This is all a pantomime. It is a sham. It is a charade. It is a farce. And the media are carrying the water for Adam Schiff, who's the ringleader for this circus. And they're going to pay in less than a year. Be right back after the break. Dave Sussman here. Real Side Radio across 52 stations. We'll be right back after the news.